We're going to start this time like we always do, entering our gates with thanksgiving. And today I'm going to ask Dave, because as you know, a couple weeks ago we prayed for him as he went to represent us in Uganda. If we have any visitors here, we've spent 3 years where John Pratt, Jonathan, and Dave and myself went, and we brought the Training Pastors International 3-year course to Uganda, and we finished it last year. And there are four churches who were with us doing four parts. We did one part a year, and Dave was back, and they had the graduation, and it was a great event. This is one of the many, I guess all of them did student testimonies of what God had done in their lives through that course, and probably some about what they were anticipating God would do. And so they're very proud of those diplomas. It took a lot of hard work to get them, and I wish we could have all been there, but Dave is going to come, and he's going to share a little bit of the joy he had from that celebration. And Dave, I know that not only did the students get a lot out of this, but also there were some things that God really showed you and taught you in it. So I'm just going to give you a minute just to share with us.
Okay. Well, so it was just a great experience. You know, it's things happen in life, and you get to participate in them, and you just shake your head and you think, wow, this is really cool. That was one of those experiences. And you know, we experience this all over the place. Truly, you don't have to go to Uganda to experience it, but it just so happened that we had that opportunity, and that was part of it. But I wanted to say this, you know, last time when I stood up and said things I was thankful for, and I said something about the fellowship, and I just wanted to say I'm very thankful that I know when I was flying over, flying back, the time that I was there, I could feel that you people, my brothers and sisters, were praying for me. And so I appreciate that. I'm very thankful for it. And it's just great. You know, graduation here, imagine it in the United States, all right? You do your time, you get your diploma, you have the graduation ceremony, your family comes, sometimes parents come, different people. So it's a big deal here, but just multiplies a little bit more over in Uganda, because it's just not something that they do over there. But those guys were very thankful, very glad, and dedicated. You got to understand, some of them rode on the back of a 125cc motorcycle for 4 and 5 hours one way just to get there and to be able to participate. And during the week, they slept on the floor, and it does not even have carpet. But it was kind of up in the balcony. So these guys are really dedicated. You know, what will God do with all of this? We don't know, but I tell you what, it's going to abound to expanding the kingdom of God in Uganda in ways that we can only imagine. And we, as a group, Eastwood Church, you know, Bill and I, Jonathan and John, we went out, but we were just going out as ambassadors sponsored by you. So thank you for all your prayers and everything that you did. Just as a little looking ahead, we're praying now. What happened was the Kenyans found out what the Ugandans did. So now we're working on, there's a group of 50 Kenyan pastors, and we'll see how that goes. We covered your prayers as we investigate the possibility of participating in that as well.
Well, thank you, David. You said something, and you went over it real quickly, so I want to back up to it. And that is when you were talking about how, you know, God gave you the ability to experience in a real intense place what we really do and experience here every day. It's
every
just
day.
That you've got 23 dedicated men who are searching for God and sacrificing for God, and so you're getting to see a spiritual growth and a spiritual fruit that it's pretty intense. But really, just say a few words about how you see that same mission and that same joy here.
Well, you do. And you know, we meet people every day on our jobs, in the grocery stores, wherever we happen to be, our friends, just different opportunities that God raises up for us to be that instrument in God's hands, to be God's voice, if you will, on the earth. And like I say, you don't have to go to Uganda to do that. It happens right here in good old Collegedale, in Chattanooga, and surrounding areas. And we've, you know, we've got a group of people that love the Lord and that God uses on a daily and weekly basis as we move through this city, as he uses us to draw people into the kingdom. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and help them to grow in that kingdom. Many of you know Mukumbi has been here, and all of you know Mukumbi. We would not have gone to Uganda out into areas where to teach pastors that have no schools in their area if it was not for our 30-year relationship with Mukumbi. This is Mukumbi's son, and some of you kind of know the story of how his life was revitalized through this, but he has now been selected and been serving the last 3 years as kind of the on-field coordinator of things. And so I'm just going to let you take a second and just tell us about that.
Well, so, and several of the students gave testimonies over there, but Robert, and I'd never really heard this testimony before, but he talked about, you know, he was raised a pastor's kid and just been exposed to everything his whole life, and had gotten a little bit of lackadaisical, if you will, and so this whole experience with TPI just kind of revitalized his relationship with God. And you know, here's the thing: the Bible says, take these things that you've learned from me and commit them unto faithful men that will in turn be able to turn around and commit them unto faithful men. And that's exactly what's happening over there. And Robert's definitely a key figure in making that happen, because now, you know, our goal is not to go back every year and keep teaching this course. Our goal is for the Ugandans to teach Ugandans. And so we've begun this process, and it's going to continue. And there you go. That's where they are right there. And that's the Kenyan classroom. Yeah. So it's exciting. God's doing a great work, and it's just exciting to watch it happen. So.
Well, yeah. Thank you. Let me pray with you here, Father. We're so grateful for just using Eastwood Church to bring Greg Moore of Training Pastors International and Mukumbi together and helping them move from South and Central America into Africa. We're grateful to already see it spreading out of Uganda into Kenya. We're grateful for the teams that are going from this class that just graduated into Uganda. We're thankful for just every heart that you'll touch and equip and prepare, and we're just grateful. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.